Have you damned me? I wondered, staring over my shoulder at the lanky devil in dark formal wear, the one with honey cream sauce on his collar and blood on his tie, the one who'd so newly remade me into the same kind of monster he was. It was past 2 a.m. in the dining room of my family's Italian restaurant, and moments earlier, I'd agreed to a fool's bargain, to drink deeply from the throat of the boy lying beneath me, the boy I loved, on the condition that if I could wrench myself away before taking his life, the seductive fiend known as Bradley Sanguini would concede defeat, leave us in peace, and abandon Austin, Texas forever. Brad understood the thirst, the intoxication far better than I did, and he'd acted like I had no shot at it. Lost in the salty red mist, the sweet satisfaction, for a few moments, I'd feared he was right. But somehow I'd torn myself from the blood, the bliss, and won. Now Bradley gaped at me, slack-jawed in amazement, before recovering enough to offer a saucy wink.
"Baby," he said in a rumbling voice, "I underestimated you."
His full lip curled, and the vampire chef turned away to slip through the crimson velvet drapes, separating the dining room from the foyer. Seconds later, I heard the front door open and gently shut. Good riddance. In that moment, I didn't give a damn whether the monster kept his word, whether that was the last I'd see of him. It was enough that he was gone for now. Then Kieran's whispers drew my attention. Kieran Morales, my best friend and true love. It sounded like he was praying. And why shouldn't he have been? He gleamed with sweat. His hands and neck had been savaged. It was a miracle that I hadn't killed him. "Hey," I whispered, "let's get you cleaned up."
"You'll have to move off me first."
Offering a wry smile, he added,
"But only if you really want to."
Kieran never teased me that way, never dared to flirt. Another sign of a surreal night. Or maybe he was just too wrung out to self-censor what he was really thinking. I blushed, suddenly hyper-aware of my position, half-straddled across him on the bench of a black leather booth. Bracing myself with one hand on the table, I pushed off and then helped Kieran sit up. Most of his shirt seams had burst, the material falling from his shoulders in tattered wet ribbons. The top button of his jeans had come undone. How much blood had he lost? A lot. Too much? I couldn't take him to the ER, and not only because a medical exam would add him as a human-werewolf hybrid. Kieran was a prime suspect in a murder investigation, the result of a simple but effective frame job by Bradley that had drawn on human prejudices against shapeshifters. What's more, I couldn't call him Kieran's wolf mama, even though she'd trained as a healer. As far as the Moraleses knew, their eldest had already ditched town en route to a wolf pack that was supposed to protect him. Kieran wanted them to go on thinking just that.
"Brad's obsessed with you," he began. "We can't expect him to just give up."
I suppressed a sigh. Even if Brad didn't leave us alone, he still couldn't force me to love him. Maybe not. Okay, probably not. But I have supernatural power of my own now. And Kieran, you can't watch over me forever. Brave words, especially since I wanted nothing more than for him to go on doing just that.